Legends of Wasteland City is a post-apocalyptic anthology series and may contain references to drugs, sex, and violence, along with the occasional vulgarity. You've been warned. Schofield's Drifters, Contingencies, Chapter 1. The Wastes can be a lonely, dangerous place. Some people survive by staying alone, keeping a low profile. Others form or join tribes, staking out their claim to a bit of land, relying on safety in numbers, and repelling all threats to their strongholds. Schofield's Drifters, much as how they do everything, take a different path. Claiming no territory, they wander where their interests and missions take them, sometimes alone, sometimes in small groups, sometimes in larger groups, but never all together at one time or in one place. No one is quite sure how many there are, but wherever one of them appears to be vulnerable or in trouble, it always seems like backup is there in the nick of time. The only place where you're guaranteed to see them in any numbers is the annual Great Gathering at Wasteland City. Even at this ostensibly neutral trading and celebratory week-long meeting, with thousands of Wastelanders coming together to barter, negotiate, trade stories, eat and drink whatever others have found through the year of scavenging, and simply rejoice in surviving another year after the apocalypse, only an ever-changing subset of the Drifters comes each time. Led by Doc Schofield, one of the few people who remember the time before the fall, and Captain Digits, the Drifters provide protection services, broker information, collect and trade unusual elixirs and tinctures found and refined by their medicinalist, Sutler, and trade technical artifacts. While that last bit is indeed true, and Schofield's Drifters has acquired a reputation for buying and selling valuable relics from the before times, there is one particular item of interest, which only a few members are aware of. That is the Touchstone device, an energy source that Doc believes was developed by the military scientist who was both Doc's mentor and Digit's grandfather. But even when the fate of the world is looking you in the eyes, you still have to figure out how to score your next meal. ...37 AF, after the fall. The captain added a line in the ragged, leather-bound ledger and sighed. No matter how long she stared, the numbers didn't tell a different story. 9 months of work by the entire tribe, and this is all they had to show for it. She respected the old man, but if Doc kept making deals like this, they'd be out of business by the end of the year. She took another swallow of the clear liquid in the tin cup in front of her. At least he made Esther. She heard the door open and dropped her hand down to her python, relaxing only when she didn't hear any footsteps. She'd be damned if she could explain how that graybeard could tread so softly. No one could sneak around like Doc Schofield.
How are things looking, Digits?
They'd look a damn sight better if you hadn't donated our services to the buzzards.
6 months alone in the Sierras had put a fine edge to her already razor-sharp temper. Not that she didn't relish sneaking over the passes, hunting in the mountains, and riding through the desert to the east, but the snow and isolation definitely had its bad side. She had just gotten used to not having to deal with people. Civilization, she thought, definitely had its drawbacks.
Donated? We got 200 caps for 3 days' work.
We spent more than that pouring liquor down everyone's throat. Plus the sunk costs in building the command post, the transport, pulling people out of paying gigs. Come on, Doc. We lost our shirts on that. What were you thinking? Nork even lost his sniper rifle.
Doc Schofield took a deep breath. Digits did a fine job managing the tribe. While the Drifters bore his name, they shared equally in the operation of the group, each bringing their own particular strengths and skills to the operation. It was the captain's persistence, guile, and deal-making that kept them solvent. Most of the time, they were in close agreement, but Digits' focus on the money and Doc's interest in somewhat more esoteric pursuits highlighted their differences. He'd have to tread carefully to avoid becoming the recipient of the captain's notorious short temper. He counted off on his fingers.
Look at what we gained out of the deal. The trolling buzzards trust us for security. We built a ton of goodwill with the northern tribes. We've established a base outside of our territory in proximity to your mountain haunts. We took the prize out from under Patton's nose and then turned around and engineered things so he got his launcher anyway.
You mean you gave it away when he would have paid anything for it?
Yeah, true. But now we have an ally in him and some level of respect from the rest of the tribes that were there. And Nork actually upgraded his armory with the new rifle. Not to mention him recruiting a whole posse of rangers.
She smiled at the memory of the young ferals all proudly wearing her war paint.
Fine. But goodwill and respect doesn't buy guzzoline, food, ester, or explosives. If we're going to make it to the gathering, we're going to need all of those.
Doc raised an eyebrow.
You sure you want to take explosives into Wasteland City? After last year?
Captain Digit scowled at the memory. They were fortunate that the bounty hunter hadn't bothered to read the dossier and just came in guns blazing. While the loss of the case of C4 to Sheriff Ranger had hurt her wallet and stung her pride, she, Doc, and Icarus had managed to protect Touchstone and get it back safely to its secure location, where it would stay hidden until they found a way to harness its energy. If it were to be controlled and properly used, it could transform the wastes and help build a new civilization. Of course, a device with that energy potential could also be an effective weapon capable of wiping out the western third of the continent.
You're the one with a grand plan to blow that old dam.
We're not blowing a dam. The dam has been gone for over a century. We're blowing part of the plant. And we're only doing that if the key doesn't work. Given the location, I'd much rather get in and out quickly and quietly. The explosives are just for contingency.
Digits gave him a lopsided grin.
And we always have a contingency, right, Doc?
That's what's kept me around all these years, Captain.
Digits picked up her blade and checked the load in her python.
Then let's go see what the Grand Imperator has left us.
Contingencies was written by Digits and Doc Schofield of Schofield's Drifters, and adapted for audio by Mike Makeshift Darling. Narrated and edited by Makeshift. Doc Schofield was played by Jay Preston, and Digits was played by Megan Hensley. Legends of Wasteland City is a production of The Apocalypse Post.